Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Darla Gines. You guys have charged me for $67.32, something I did not authorize on my debit card, my Cash App card. It says pending still. Cancel it, please.
Can you provide your zip code?
63823.
Thank you. And can you confirm your address?
707 East Cedar Street, Bertrand.
And your email address?
DarlaGines73@gmail. Or it could be under Deej Taylor.
That's, no. It was the first email that you provided. It was the first email.
All right.
And I'm just waiting on the database.
Yeah, I need you to cancel that and put that back on my card. That was my electric bill money, and I cannot, you know what I mean? I don't know why you guys did that without my authorization anyway.
Because it was technically authorized, because whatever it was that you ordered would have had terms that would have indicated that you had to cancel within 72 hours, and if you do not, you'll be charged the membership fee for the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you're also provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store.
Yeah, I know. I gotta have that money.
And in fact,
it was helping me.
It was associated with when you paid the shipping and handling to receive the Stealth Elite drone.
Yes.
And because the $67.32 is a valid charge, as a courtesy, I can provide you with a 35% refund of the charge.
I gotta have it all. What do you mean 35% of it?
I can provide you with a 50% refund of the charge.
I need it all, dude, for real.
I've issued you a refund of the $67.32. And let's see here. In fact, I wonder if I can avoid it. I don't care about that.
I gotta have that money.
Let's see here.
I would get him something else for Christmas. It's fine.
Now, you're still going to receive the Stealth Elite drone. You're still going to receive that. This charge doesn't have anything to do with that other than it was associated with the offer in which you have to cancel. But I issued you a refund of the $67.32 charge, and I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account. Let's see
here. You're awesome. Thank you, Miles. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Monday morning. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm just waiting on the database.
Oh. You ever had a migraine for 3 days?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry if that's what you're dealing with.
I am. This is like the fourth day. It's horrible.
It is. It's terrible. It'll make you only just want to just sleep. Just sleep.
Puke.
If you have the opportunity and you can just, you know, knock yourself out with, you know, if you have to take some Benadryl or some whatever they put in Unisom or, you know, actual Unisom, although I would look at the ingredients and see if you can buy that specific ingredient rather than buying the name brand Unisom, it would save you money. But Benadryl is just diphenhydramine, which you can buy diphenhydramine. You can get a 32-pack of diphenhydramine for like a dollar at Walmart.
Yeah.
Whereas if
yeah.
you buy Benadryl, it's going to be like $6 or $7. And it's the same
Benadryl
thing. But either or way it goes, if you can, you know, somehow get yourself to sleep, hopefully after you can sleep it off and then when you wake up, maybe the migraine will be gone. That's the only luck I can ever have with it. But it doesn't always work. Oh yeah, they're absolutely horrible. They're debilitating, absolutely debilitating.
I know. So, I get the shots from my doctor because I have them so often.
Mm-hmm.
He sends me home with shots, the little pump thing, and that's not even working today.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so sorry that you're having to suffer with that. Because I know how it is. Yeah, I'm also a consistent migraine sufferer.
Isn't that horrible?
Yes, it is.
It's
something that can put you on the borderline of needing to receive disability. Because once you, when you're someone who is a sufferer of migraines, especially debilitating migraines, it causes you to not be able to be reliable in regards to employment, or even in regards to, or even, anything, even in regards to saying, hey, we're going to, you know, do you want to make plans for this day out in the future so we can go do something fun together? It's like, well, yeah, I'd love to make plans, but I have no idea of if I'm going to wake up and with a really bad migraine that day. I have no idea, you know? So that's how it is for me. I can't make any plans in the future because I never know if I'm going to wake up with a debilitating migraine, you know, which causes me to not even be able to, you know, leave the house, much less want to get out of the bed because it hurts.
Yeah.
The pain is just so intense.
Intense.
Yes, ma'am. But I have got you all squared away and taken care of. You'll see the refund at 6732. You're welcome. Either the refund will void out the pending charge, or you'll see the refund as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have a refund. I mean, excuse me. I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
Okay. Give me. Let me grab. I didn't know that's what's gonna happen. Hold on. Pen. Paper. Paper. Okay. I'm ready.
And the cancellation number is C like Charlie, 263-365-060.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
No, you're the bomb. Thank you very much and have a great day, dude.
You too. I hope you get to feeling better, and I'd like to thank you for calling customer service. Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you for calling customer service. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Awesome.